The Palestinian Authority is already struggling with a financial crisis, but the new Israeli sanctions could only make conditions worse. Israel collects taxes and custom duties because it controls the borders. On average, that amounts to about $180 million a month, more than half of the Palestinian Authority's budget. Under an agreement dating back to the 1990s, Israel takes a 3% commission and is required to transfer the rest. But that's not always the case. The Israeli government has been deducting amounts unilaterally for various expenses. Palestinians say the deductions amount to billions of dollars and are not audited or transparent.
In terms of amount, they continue to increase, and it seems to be a trend where the more reform and more revenues we have, the more deductions they will have. This means that they intend to keep us constantly breathing underwater.
The Israeli finance ministry has told Al Jazeera the money withheld will go to the families of victims of attacks carried out by Palestinians. Israeli courts hold the Palestinian Authority accountable for a number of attacks. Firas Tamimi's son Osama is facing 8 years in prison and a $56,000 fine in compensation for a settler he's accused of trying to kill in 2021.
Settlers steal our lands and streets. It's only normal to resist the occupying power. Why would you ask me to compensate them? It's like asking me to compensate a thief who stole from me.
To compound matters, international aid has shrunk 90% since 2013.
Were the clearance revenue to be completely suspended for an extended period of time, we would certainly see the Palestinian Authority in a position where it is unable to meet its financial requirements towards the Palestinian banking sector, which is heavily indebted toward.
The Palestinian Authority is the main employer in the occupied territory, and it hasn't been able to pay staff full salaries for more than a year.
Palestinians say they won't stop lobbying the United Nations, more so now with the right-wing government in power in Israel. Many say they've been in difficult situations before, where Israel has kept the Palestinian economy on the verge of collapse for decades, always barely surviving. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the Occupied West Bank.